Welcome to 5-Minute Real Estate Investing. Each day, we'll share one specific tip for active real estate investors or passive LPs in 5 minutes or less. Here's your host, Sean O'Dowd, Managing Director of Scholastic Capital. Good morning. Hope you are doing well. And today we're going to talk about a big misconception in real estate investing, which is an agent's secret list of preferred buyers. We're going to talk about why this is a big misconception and why this leads investors, specifically first-time real estate investors, down the wrong path. So the narrative goes like this. It goes, hey, real estate agents have this super secret private list of preferred investors. And every time they get a good deal, they text their list of investors about the deal first. And one of those investors buys the property. And that's why there are no good deals on the MLS. It's because agents are doing them all via text message with their preferred buyers. This is a huge misconception. The next kind of second order implication is a lot of people who believe this have the belief that they now need to go get onto agent secret lists. And there's actually a really big podcast that pushes this narrative. It's like, oh, the first thing you need to do is to go get on an agent secret list. Let's talk about why this is wrong, why this is a huge misconception, why it's a huge waste of your time. First, right off the bat, agents don't have typically a super secret list of clients that they text listings. That is, in most cases, not in their, if they're on the listing side, that's not on the listing client's best interest. So it's not something that they typically do. They do have marketing channels. They do have top agent networks where agents text other agents, hey, I've got a house that's coming on that I think is going to be a great house. But this narrative of secret listings that they're texting around doesn't really exist. This is very distinct from the private listing network, which we'll talk about in a different podcast. But take my word for it, there is no secret, super secret special list that agents are texting out. That's number one. Number two, even if there was a super secret list of clients that agents are texting, and there's over 1 million agents in the country, there probably is a couple agents who do have a list like this. You are not going to get on that list as a never bought real estate before person. You're not going to just walk up to the agent and be like, hey, you don't know me. You don't know if I have the ability to buy real estate, but please, please, please put me on your super secret list where you're going to text your best deals to. Absolutely not. I mean, from the agent's perspective, that list of super secret listings should be going to their best clients only. It's a super secret special service that only get the only the best clients get. So you, as someone who's never worked with that agent before, never bought real estate before, you have zero chance on getting on that list. The way to get on that list, even if it does exist, which it typically doesn't, is to buy lots of property with that agent first so the agent views you as one of their best customers and then is going to be much more likely and willing to send you those leads. It's just not going to happen if you've never worked with that agent before. The reason why this leads a lot of new real estate investors down the wrong path is they then decide they need to spend a lot of time getting on these lists that don't exist. And even if they do exist, they don't have a snowball's chance in hell on getting on. What I think new investors should be doing instead is to spend all of their time building up their market awareness. Go to every open house you can. Go look at every listing that hits the market. Try to understand why homes are priced the way they are. Try to understand why homes are selling at the rate that they're selling. That information gets you to be a better investor and helps you make better decisions. Trying and putting all of your eggs in the basket on a super secret list and that's going to get a great deal just fall in your lap is not going to be the best way to actually go out and get started. Now, I hope this was helpful and I wish you all the best. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode. In the interim, if there's anything I can do to help you, please feel free to reach out. My area of expertise / where I'm most able to help concentrates on residential real estate and strategy. I'm the managing director of Scholastic Capital, a real estate fund that buys single-family homes in highly elite school districts and then rents those homes to tenants on 3+ year leases. I began my career at Boston Consulting Group, also known as BCG, and graduated with honors from the Wharton School. If there's anything I can do to help you, please feel free to reach out. And if not, I'll see you tomorrow.